News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Minister for Housing, James Brown, will bring forward measures to Cabinet today aimed at extending planning permission for housing developments by up to 3 years. And Gavin Lawler, President of the Irish Planning Institute, joins us now. Gavin, before we get stuck into what difference this may or may not make, are there lots of developments in the pipeline where they run out of planning permission and that holds things up?
There are quite a number, and there's quite a number of units that suffer that. It tends to be larger developments. They tend to be, as the Minister is trying to provide for, in the space where there is a judicial review, which has taken quite a considerable amount of time, where there are financial difficulties, or more particularly where there's an issue, a local issue in relation to servicing.
Okay, and by servicing, do you mean things like infrastructure constraints, connecting to the grid, connecting to water, those types of things?
Yeah, it's principally water, as in foul water, potable water or electricity.
Okay.
One of those three.
Okay. We did speak to the head of Metrolink during the weekend, and he said that he has delivered huge infrastructural projects in other countries, and he said things just take longer here. That, I presume, would be something that you would echo, Gavin. Do you have any insight into why that might be?
Well, there are multiple reasons. I mean, there's lots of hearsay examples I can provide to you. I mean, Copenhagen developed or sought to develop their first metro the same time as we did 20 years ago. In the intervening period, they've managed to develop and physically build out 5 metro lines. We have none. So why that is, I think it's horribly complex. It's not one particular issue that you can put your finger on. We've had challenges with the planning system in the past. We have issues in relation to finance and government finances in the past. So there's no one particular issue that you can point to.
Okay. This extension of planning permission, will it, in your view, make much of an impact? The ESRI have said only today that they don't expect to see any significant increase in housing output this year or next year, which is, I'm sure, very disappointing for many people looking to sort of get their foot on the housing ladder and maybe get their first home.
So, well, first of all, in principle, we welcome what the Minister has done because it effectively echoes what's in the new Planning Act, whereby the clock stops in relation to judicial review if one is taken. So if you get a planning permission currently and somebody takes a judicial review for whatever reason, good or ill, you end up in a situation where the clock continues to tick on your 5-year planning permission while that is running through the courts. And the courts have been in the past quite slow. So, you know, that can have a significant bearing on whether you're in a position to ultimately develop the permission that you get if you get through the judicial review process. So that alone is welcome. Equally so, we have very significant infrastructural difficulties in this country due to continued underinvestment over the last number of years. And that's resulted in challenges in connecting certain developments to the grid and to water. So, look, it's a positive move. Will it move the dial or needle and create more housing? No, but it won't make the situation. It'll prevent the situation from getting any worse than.
Okay, so planning permission running out because of these, as you say, judicial reviews, lack of infrastructure, etc. Should it be harder in this country to take a judicial review and hold up the planning on a development? Do you believe?
Well, I mean, I think that's an oversimplification of the problem that sits or that we perceive that's there. I mean, there's a number of complexities around judicial review now. I mean, one has to ask the question, why have we had a significant increase in judicial reviews in the planning space rather than should it be harder? And then treat the symptom rather than the consequence, which is that there's more. So I'm not so sure that it should be harder as such, but realistically trying to understand why it is that judicial, what we call it, what we would perceive to be judicial interest in planning decisions and planning judgment has become so much more into focus in recent years.
Okay. And can I ask you maybe a last question, Gavin? You're obviously at the coalface of all of this in terms of being the president of the Irish Planning Institute. If you could implement, you know, I suppose, measures that would speed up the delivery of housing, from your perspective, what would they be?
Well, I think a lot of the hard work has already been done in terms of our issue, which is the planning system. I think, you know, the board have been a significant resource, but I mean, we bang on about this the whole time in the IPI. One of our biggest issues is at now local authority level. We have most local authorities with 50% of the staff that they need to administer the functions that they do at local authority level. So now the delay won't be at a more Pinola level, but rather local authority level. That tied in with, I think we got it wrong in the past in terms of the quantum of zoned land that we've had, in terms of the lack of investment in water infrastructure in particular. And there are changes that we need to make, but they'll have, you know, we've got to be honest with people. If we make a change in those spaces in terms of zoning of land or in terms of a commitment towards development and infrastructure, we're not going to see real results in terms of transformational growth in housing for at least 2 to 3 years. And I think anybody who suggests otherwise is being a little bit dishonest with the public. So, you know, I think there has to be a longer term plan that's more sustainable, aim that towards getting to that point. But in the interim, any small moves such as the Minister has just made are going to be welcomed in terms of trying to improve our lot in terms of minimising the number of permissions that wither and don't get developed.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Gavin Lawler, their President of the Irish Planning Institute.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.